For WKAR News, I'm Kevin Lavery. Millions of people in the Great Lakes State are in self-isolation in a mass effort to stave off the coronavirus. Still, a spirit of volunteerism is flourishing in mid-Michigan. I spoke with Aaron Graham, the president of the East Lansing School Board and a history professor at Michigan State University. She's created a Facebook group to help her community fulfill some basic needs.
So I created that Friday morning, the day after Governor Whitmer announced that schools would be closed. So I stayed up to watch her press conference. She announced that schools were going to be closed. And I woke up early the next morning and I thought, you know what, we need to spring into action. Certainly our administrators were already thinking about that and they were working on their end. But we also wanted to rally community members to help, not just with pre-K-12, of course, but also elderly members of the community. I know from my own students that college students would need support at this time. So just trying to reach out to different populations that have been and will continue to be impacted.
So you've become a sort of a general, marshaling forces around the community in different areas.
Yeah, well, I've got a lot of help. A couple of folks became pretty active on the site pretty quickly and seemed to be interested in certain populations. So I reached out to them and I asked if they could be, you know, the point people just to help streamline some efforts and have better coordination. And they agreed to do that. And, you know, a lot of communities have stepped up. I know, you know, we have a council member, Jesse Gregg, who's been helping to lead organizational efforts of creating masks, homemade masks in the community. So we have a lot of other community members who have stepped up in many different ways.
Well, how is the governor's new stay-at-home order affecting all that? Has that put a strain on this effort?
Yeah, absolutely. So the pre-K-12 effort, we were collecting children's books and grocery store gift cards and personal items such as shampoo and menstrual products that the staff of the East Lansing Public Schools then has been distributing along with the meals. They were distributing that three times a week. Now they're going to have to change the distribution system starting this week because of that. So actually, we had so many donations, such generosity from the community last week that we were already able to pause on the collection of donations for pre-K-12 and kind of shift some of our efforts elsewhere for the time being. But yeah, in terms of distribution and getting people physical items, that is definitely becoming more of a challenge.
Are you looking for ways to send supplies to people who are considered critical infrastructure? If you yourself maybe can't do it, are you trying to get that in the hands of people who can?
Yes. As I read the executive order, actually volunteer efforts to help, I think it's the phrase used on the executive order, is vulnerable populations are exempt from that executive order, so it could still continue. There's also a Google form that is on the Facebook page, and it's intended for people to input their needs. So we're asking people who fill out that form to connect with each other. So they have, there's contact information on the form, and you can, if you see somebody who is offering something you need, you can call that person up and make the connection yourself or vice versa.
Aaron, you've got your hands full in a lot of different ways. Is there anything else about this that we haven't talked about that you think people should know about all this?
I just want to thank the community. I think they have been incredibly generous. You know, we were able to raise $12,000 in grocery store gift cards that were mailed out last week by administrators and met the need of every free and reduced lunch student in the district. And the donations of personal items and books that came in, it's just been really incredible. And people have just really stepped up in this time. And so I just want to thank the community for that.
Aaron Graham is president of the East Lansing School Board and a community organizer. We've been talking about her efforts and the efforts of many people in the East Lansing area during this period of self-isolation with the coronavirus pandemic. Aaron, thank you so much. Good luck to you and everybody who's helping you, and we are grateful for your efforts.
Thank you. I appreciate your time.
For WKAR, I'm Kevin Lavery.